This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, going to the range this weekend if the weather holds. Keep your fingers crossed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, as it is, you know, it's Wednesday, so that means that we're going to talk to the one member of Arbalest Quarrel that knows how to stay at least stateside. And that would be Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
You. I'm sure that Stephen Dantrilli is also with us, at least in spirit, even if he is several thousand miles away. Yeah. But so it is. So it's been a busy week. Every time I turn on the news, I don't know what to think. I feel sometimes I would just like to take a nice long trip far, far away to the Caribbean and just drown my sorrows in some Mai Tais and pina coladas and maybe catch a few dolphins in the sea. If I'm lucky, maybe a mermaid or two.
Right. Who knows?
But in any event, it is what it is, and we're here, and it's necessary to do the work of the people of this country, this great nation. And before I begin proper, there was a couple issues I wanted to get to. But I took a look at the Internet, and I see that the Democratic National Committee today has indicated that it's basically blackballing Fox News.
Oh, no.
You will not allow Fox News to host any of the candidates' political debates through 2020. And the Reuters reported this because they're concerned that the Fox News has too many close ties to President Trump. A few other sites say it's more than that. But in any event, there was a quote from the DNC chairman, Tom Perez, and he says recent reporting in the New Yorker on the inappropriate relationship between President Trump, his administration, and Fox News has led me to conclude that the network is not in a position to host a fair and neutral debate for our candidates. Well, look, I think they're thinking in terms of Sean Hannity, and there's no doubt that Sean, he has many, many good points, but he is an apologist for Trump, unlike Tucker Carlson and others who basically, I think, truly are neutral. But look, the host of the of Fox, if they were going to hold a debate, at least one of the 12 debates, it wouldn't involve Sean Hannity anyway. It would involve Chris Wallace, Bret Baier, and Martha McCallum. And basically, those individuals, their journalistic abilities, their integrity are beyond dispute. And obviously, this is another tactic, I think, by the Democratic Party itself to blackball not just Donald Trump, but by association, anyone and anything that they feel is connected closely to the president. It's disgusting, but that's where we're at. And, of course, that's reflected in what we see right now with Nadler and Adam Schiff, a couple individuals that are hardly illuminating individuals who have their own agenda. And apparently, I guess Nadler in particular is issuing 81, 82 subpoenas regarding Trump's business associations that have nothing to do with the presidency whatsoever. Do you recall, I guess it was Brennan, that's another illustrious star in the heavens, who basically said, look, the Senate and House of Representatives, they're not going to be able to do an effective investigation anyway. We have to leave it to Mueller. Now, if that's true, then as Mueller is going to be coming out with this report shortly, and as your listeners would probably know from what we're hearing, it's not likely to indicate that they found anything remotely suggestive of conspiracy on the part of Donald Trump or of his committee in the campaign, anyone involving Russia and attempts to control the results of the 2016 election. If there's going to be any true resolution and investigation, of course, it would really have to be the order of what Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party were up to. But, of course, they're not interested in that.
Well, so, I mean, anyway. I think the whole Mueller thing is a cover-up of all of that anyway. So,
Absolutely. Look, Horowitz, we haven't heard from him since he came out with his original report. And then there's another guy who was appointed by Sessions. I think he's out in Utah. And I forget his name already, but he was supposed to be doing an investigation, I believe, of Clinton's associations with Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS. And we haven't heard a peep out of him, so I don't suppose that we will. But that's just the way it goes. So let's see. I know we're coming up to the break. Do I have a couple more minutes, and we could probably...
You probably have a minute.
Oh, 8 minutes, really?
One okay. Minute. A minute.
1 minute. And now it's probably a little less. One of the things that I want to look at, apart from obviously what the House of Representatives controlled by the Democrats are doing in an attempt to destroy the Second Amendment, is what is happening down at the border. As we're aware of that, it seems that Congress, the House and the Senate, will vote against the president's use of a national emergency to attempt to control the borders. And it's pretty clear, even the New York Times is stating that they're, at least from their perspective, a humanitarian crisis, because there's tens of thousands of people that are coming through the border. So I want to deal with that from the standpoint, from what I heard from Rand Paul, which I found particularly disconcerting. And I had to take a look at this whole concept of libertarianism to which he espouses to see if that's really
let's go into that. We'll do that in the next segment when we get back. So you just hold right there. I'm looking forward to that. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find their stuff at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amaland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com, where they are both featured, where they're featured writers at both sites. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Taking their stuff to the range this coming weekend, weather permitting. So check that out and check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalist Quarrel as we discuss various things going on. And now we've moved to Rand Paul, which is the thing with Rand Paul for you because he's out there saying, well, I'll have to vote against the president's emergency declaration.
Yeah, precisely, Bill. But the reason that he gives, I think, is a bit, quite frankly, I don't think it's a bit honest. He's claiming that the president, by declaring a national emergency and using funds, as he says, that were not appropriated by Congress, indicates that the president is not abiding by the doctrine of checks and balances and separation of powers. I don't believe that that is true. I'm sure that the president has many fine attorneys, and he's made it very clear that, well, we know that he's been provided with, I believe, $1.3 billion. But the fact is that there is hundreds of billions of dollars, quite frankly, tied into defense. That nothing could be more critical to our own national security than protecting our own physical borders. Apparently, he doesn't see that. But, and of course, he's that extra vote along with, Susan Collins from Maine and,
right.
Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. And then I think there's a fourth person that you rarely hear about, Tim or Tom Tillis, I guess, from North Carolina. Yeah, they're probably all arguing the same thing. And, Rand Paul got on board, but I was very surprised. And it's very clear that Rand Paul, as his father, is a vocal libertarian. That's what he says. And I've never really bothered to believe otherwise, considering his position as far as foreign policy, which I would agree with, unless we're attacked ourselves, or it's very clear that we're in danger of assault from another nation or another group of people, such as the Islamic State. If we go in and we attack them, we neutralize them, and then we pull out. This idea of having bases, and God knows they're all over the world. No one knows exactly where they're all at. That we've been spending literally trillions of dollars. Yeah, absolutely absurd. And Trump is absolutely right when he says, look, the threat from communism, from the Soviet Union, I should say, simply doesn't exist anymore. And the biggest threat really is coming from China, and more from an economic standpoint than from a military one, though it could very well lead to a military confrontation. But at any rate, after I was dumbfounded to hear that that Rand Paul was going to be one of the vocal minority members of the Republican Party in Congress that would actually put obstacles in the path of Donald Trump. So I took a close look at libertarianism, and then I took another close look at socialism and communism. If we consider our own nation state, how do we define ourselves? Well, we define ourselves in terms of our core values, our ethical values, our history, our traditions, the Constitution, which is the framework of our nation, and also our economic principles, our precepts, our tenets. And in a way, I think that economics actually is the main linchpin upon which our financial, our social, our political, our legal institutions are all founded. From that standpoint, just as Marx and Engels talking about communism and the pointed to the importance of the way that society is structured, or ought to be structured as they see it, from an economic standpoint. And in terms of globalization, too, we see that globalization has had incredible impact, really the feeding of the very structure of nation states. We see this in the European Union, especially, and we see it happening here. So it's very clear that the kind of economic system that a nation has is pretty much going to dictate many other things, ethical values, it's social, it's political, and so forth. All right. So what are
You got two minutes to get to the point about Rand Paul.
Let me lay that out. Now, so we got socialism, and we see the proponents of socialism with the new individuals like Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and and basically, socialism posits that government owns the major means of production, okay? The major sectors, utilities, manufacturing, natural resources, healthcare, textile, agriculture. When you think about it, practically everything. If there's a sliding scale, which communism posits that government owns all the means of production, in fact, owns all property. Now, the communist principle as a utopian idea is the idea that it's not government that owns a property, it's the collective of people. But as we all know, ultimately it is government. And communism and socialism as economic principles are actually dictated by political extremism, which we see that in the form of totalitarianism. Then we have libertarianism. Now, libertarianism posits that government rules to no means of production. Property belongs to the individual. And I want to get into that because I had always...
We'll have to get into it in the next segment. Yeah. So, because I've got a question about Rand Paul. I want to hear the Rand Paul part of it. But Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch them at arbalestquarrel.com. And they also, the articles that start there, they also end up at amoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. And of course, they show up here on Wednesday. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's first female fighter pilot to fly in combat. Now Arizona Republican U.S. Senator Martha McSally says at a Senate hearing today on sexual assault in the military that when she was a fighter pilot in the Air Force, she was raped by a superior officer.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. And I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
She says it almost caused her to quit the service. The Democratic National Committee pulling the plug on the Fox News channel when it comes to hosting any Democratic primary debates. DNC Chief Tom Perez saying that comes after he read a New Yorker article that says there's an extremely close tie between Fox and the Trump administration. He says he doesn't think Fox can host a fair and neutral debate among Democrats. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah. The home of the binary trigger system, the Reformation line of firearms, and of course Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalist Quarrel. Let me ask you a question about Rand Paul and anybody else that might actually do this. How can he be a libertarian and a Republican at the same time?
I won't get into the issue of being a libertarian and a Republican. I will just talk about what it means to be a libertarian. And I think once I explain this bill, you and your listeners will have a better idea of the problem, because libertarianism is not all that people may think it is.
I've always thought it was anarchy.
Well, and in many ways, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
But I took a look at a couple sites, and it was because of my research in those sites, I decided to take a look at some academic articles. But just looking at the sites, this one that I looked at first, and the author apparently decided not to elicit his name, but he says libertarianism is a moral and political philosophy that argues in favor of a strong presumption of letting people engage freely in mutually consensual activity and on minimizing coercion in society. In the modern political context, libertarians generally focus on government-enforced and government-facilitated coercion, which obviously they're against. Well, this is all well and good. But then this party goes on to say, as a corollary, the right to migrate. And this gets into the problem and really what Rand Paul is all about, even though he's talking about Trump's ostensible misuse of appropriation of congressional funds. It's this. This is Rand Paul's philosophy. The right to migrate can be considered a corollary of the libertarian view that people should be free to do what they please, individually or collectively, unless it violates the rights of others. Migration is just one of many things that people should be free to do. And then I went to the Cato Institute. Now, the Cato Institute is considered very conservative, but they are libertarian. And I wanted to get their view on this issue of migration. And as it turns out, there is an individual, let me get his name here, Jeffrey Byron, who apparently writes for the Cato Institute. He is a professor, I don't know if it's a philosophy or economics at Harvard, I believe. But he says this, talking about President Trump and his concern about the open borders. Illegal immigration will disappear by definition. Much commentary on immigration, Trump and fellow travelers aside, suggests that legal immigration is good and illegal immigration is bad. So legalize all immigration, which is what this guy professes to do. The question of fairness about who enters first, those who waited in line or those who entered illegally, disappears. Amnesty for existing illegal immigrants also becomes a non-issue. I mean, this guy is going far beyond anything that even our previous president, Barack Obama, would have done. But he basically is an apologist because we have nothing to fear from this illegal immigration. And obviously, if you're going to just say that people can cross borders whenever they want for whatever purpose, because libertarianism says that we're all free agents, and therefore we have a right to do whatever we want that's in our own best interest. So that would be true of illegal immigration as well. Well, what does that say about the sanctity and the inviolability of our nation state? The right to protect physical borders, the right to define our nation, not just in terms of our social philosophy and our political philosophy and our economics, but also in terms of our physical geographical region. And what this individual fails to say, and what these, and I call it really classic libertarianism, what they fail to say is that what is in the best interest of the individual, and obviously migrants coming here, or for that matter, even these drug lords coming over here, they're acting in their own best interest. And so they should be allowed to do this, and that America as such should accommodate them. It's absolutely absurd. And it basically would destroy not just our the economic system of our nation and provide social disorder. And as you said, anarchy, and you're absolutely correct, but it would destroy the Bill of Rights. Going back to HRA, I remember Stubbe's amendment, which was not accepted by the Democrats at the Judiciary Committee. And he said basically, well, look, if a transfer is going to be made to a individual who's an illegal alien, and Supreme Court decision already states that illegal aliens are one of the groups in statute in 18 U.S.C. 922G that are prohibited from owning firearms, then it stands to reason that we should contact the appropriate federal authorities so that that transfer would not be permitted to take place. What we have, Bill, is an odd confluence or conflation of policies between so-called right-wing libertarian such as Rand Paul, and the worst sorts of socialists and communists is the Democratic Party, who basically see eye to eye. Now, they may be coming from their positions, from different philosophical perspectives, but the ultimate result is the same. We lose our country, anarchy results. What do we do with the Bill of Rights then? Do we just say, well, okay, come here as an illegal alien? There is no such thing as illegal aliens anymore, because we are going to open up our borders to whoever wishes to come here. And therefore, that individual, once he crosses the border, has all the rights that any the previous.
Before we go into break, who's actually had that position, though?
I'm sorry?
Who has that position? Is that a stated position? What's the deal with that?
That is classic libertarianism. That, to me, is really the basis of why Rand Paul is saying that he's actually interfering with Trump's attempt to protect our borders and protect the American people. He uses a different argument, claiming separation of power. But he is a libertarian, and this is his view. I firmly believe that. And he doesn't have the guts to say it.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I've never been a big, well, you know what? We'll get into that in the next segment. I'll explain myself on that one. Arbalest Quarrel, arbalestquarrel.com. There you can find the various articles that deal with various things that we talk about here, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. What you hear us talk about is nothing as in-depth as the articles go into. And that's why those articles also appear as, as featured. You know, Roger's a featured writer also at ammoland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. This is my thing with the Pauls, with Ron and with Rand Paul. And to a point that you were bringing up, too, like it's very easy to walk around and say, why do we spend money to keep troops in these foreign countries? Well, because if something did happen, right, if there is, with as many countries as have nuclear weapons now, if we had to respond to one of those countries, and, you know, we'll respond to it here, but then we're going to want to do a follow-on thing to keep that from happening, keep them from launching anything else. So, in order to project force, it is easier to project force over a shorter distance, and when the biggest thing about force is personnel. So when you're flying personnel carriers over there and you're going into a combat area where they have electronic warfare going on and then electronic countermeasures and then electronic countermeasures, and nobody, you know, you risk losing your people. Every time we put people in the air, we lose people. Ask the members of the original SEAL Team 6 what happened to them. They got shot out of the air in a Chinook because they were being transported. So being able to project force is a 21st century military reality. This is why we can't win a war with just bombing. Right? We can't win a war with just an air force. It has to be, we have to control the sea, the land, the air. So the reason we have these four deployed areas, and some that we do know about, and some that I've been to, some that are not on anybody's list, is for that very reason. Because when the moment comes that we might have to do that, well, we're going to be in a big, you know, we're going to be in a bit of a bind being able to actually react to it. And the question becomes, do we have allies or not? And if we don't have allies, that's fine. What are we going to do when North Korea pops a EMP over our heads and we're pushed back to using butter churns? Because that's going to be a big issue. And our allies would step in and help us with that because we don't even make electronic transformers here. So it's a little deeper than certain things. Now, when they're out there And I, you know, Cody Wilson. Do you know who Cody Wilson is? Cody Wilson is a libertarian. Yeah. Okay. But he'll tell you he's an anarchist. And the only problem with anarchy is that that means that there's nothing in control. And I guess you can do that, but, I mean, that's the way Somalia is. And there's nothing in control in Somalia right now and various parts of Congo.
That's absurd. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Rand Paul, you know, Rand Paul is sort of yesterday's news. He's never going to get the nomination. He's never going to be president. He's going to be like his dad. And he's never going to be president. He's never even going to get anywhere with that. So I almost believe this was a moment where he could get out there and get a little attention. And this will get sent forward, and it'll get vetoed, and we're still going to have it happen anyway.
Well, I'm glad that we found out. I'd hate to think that if he did get the Republican Party nomination and he won the 2016 presidential election, he would have a position of policy on illegal migration no different than that of Hillary Clinton. I don't know, maybe even worse.
Maybe he would or maybe he wouldn't. But, I mean, the thing about libertarians, if they want to be libertarian, don't run as a Republican. You're just making it easier for the other side to win if you do that. You can run as a third-party guy, and, I mean, from my viewpoint, okay, and those anarchists out there, which, you know, the Antifa are part of that too as well.
Yeah,
and it's not all libertarians. There are some libertarians that believe in limited government, as I do. But for the fringe elements that are out there that are sort of, you know, sort of wacky, they're not going to take votes away from the Republican side if they ran as a third party. They're going to take them away from the Democrats. Simple thing.
You take them to their logical conclusion, and you would think that it would reduce it to absurdity, anarchy, and here's a guy that basically relishes it. Yeah, let's just have anarchy. It's just absurd. And by the way, having those bases, of course, it depends on the will to use the military. What the hell happened in Benghazi?
Well, Benghazi, see, the thing with Benghazi, we were arming the Syrians, and the arms room that they raided, we supplied. Prior to that, a year and a half prior to that, we had put out a military requisition for 500,000 AK-47 magazines and enough ammunition for those magazines. Now, the problem is that nobody issues the AK-47. It is not a issued weapon today. The AK that the Russians issue is the 102 or the 12 or something. I don't know what they issue right now. But the AK-47 is an old rifle platform. And we had a bunch of AK-47s in something called the West Coast Depot, which is in Texas. So they did that requisition to match those AKs. And we were funneling them through Benghazi. So when they attacked Benghazi, it was to get the weapons. They got a lot of weapons. They got a lot of American weapons as well, not just the ones that were meant for whichever the good guys were in that Syrian fight, whoever that might have been. But whoever it was, they got their guns as well. So, you know, when you sit out there, Benghazi was a clandestine operation, and the reason that they let those guys die was they didn't want anybody to know what they had, and going in there and intervening would have meant other people would have, there'd been more military assets there looking at stuff going, hey, what's this big old pile of AK-47s?
So they were concerned more about the political fallout than they were about the lives of our own people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
I mean, you know, that's something you see in a military operation. That's not something you see diplomatic mission, which is what that was, because we had an ambassador there and his staff and all that other stuff.
Well, still, you would expect that the president and the head of the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, would have had the back of these guys. Obviously, they didn't. They could see in real time what was going on, but they didn't give a damn.
No. Well, I mean, to have intervened on that would have been to blow the whistle on their own little operation. Fast and Furious was the same thing. The ATF agents were begging to intercede, but in order for this to work, you had to have the ATF and the FBI and the State Department and the DOJ and the Executive Department all working hand in hand, because that, you know, and once again, we lost Jaime Zapata and we lost Brian Terry on that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
And they say 300 Mexicans, but, you know, that was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that they were saying 300 Mexicans. I'm almost certain it's thousands. But, I mean, they didn't want those guns anyway. They can get real military hardware. And we sell it to them. They steal it from the Mexican military, and we sell it to them. So. Anyway, it's just a fun circular firing squad sometimes.
You know, there was one thing. Last week you had asked me, Bill, were there any Republicans who voted for this HRA, this bill that requires individuals who wish to transfer their firearms must do it through a licensed dealer. And I think it went as far as it did. It's actually quite interesting because there was another bill, 1112. I don't want to get into that now, but it actually beefed up the background check, which required a 10-day waiting list instead of three.
Right.
Went beyond that. It actually required an individual to file an affidavit with the FBI. I don't know. It was bad. In any event.
Well, we're going to have to get to that next week. We're about to run out of time. That one, I think, of all of them. Well, I mean, those two little bills are, you know, that's the beginning of the, first shot in the next Civil War. But anyway, Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch them at ArbalestQuarrel.com, Ammoland.com, and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Thank you for joining me, sir. I didn't mean to slap the mic.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.